With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. There's an FBI reward of up to $50,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the suspect wanted in the murders of a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband, as well as the shooting of another Democratic politician and his wife. A massive manhunt for the shooter continues. In remarks at yesterday's military parade marking the Army's 250th anniversary, President Trump issued a stern warning for those who wish to do harm to the U.S.
Time and again, America's enemies have learned that if you threaten the American people, our soldiers are coming for you. Your defeat will be certain, your demise will be final, and your downfall will be total and complete.
Meanwhile, protesters gathered in cities across the nation demonstrating against the Trump administration for No King's Day.
Let's show them what freedom looks like!
A judge has blocked President Trump's firing of three Democrats on the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
The judge ruled that the commissioners can resume their duties because their dismissals were unlawful. The five-member commission is best known for issuing recalls to help protect customers from dangerous products. The Trump administration attorneys argued that the president has constitutional authority to remove the individuals. But the federal statute says commissioners can only be fired, quote, for neglect of duty or malfeasance, unquote, allegations that have not been made. George Williams, Washington.
The Trump administration has directed immigration officers to pause arrests at farms, restaurants, and hotels after President Trump expressed alarm about the impact of aggressive enforcement. Late last week, he posted online that he disapproved of how farmers and hotels were being affected by his deportation crackdown. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington takes a look at a new report on puberty blockers.
Transgender activists argue that doctors must give gender-confused children drugs to help them live as the opposite sex, or they will become depressed and might commit suicide. But according to a two-year study of such kids, giving them puberty blockers did not help their depression. The report drew attention recently when the lead researcher admitted trying to withhold the results because she supports the transgender agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations is taking Guatemala to task over its pro-life laws. A panel of independent experts who make up the UN Human Rights Committee says Guatemala violated the rights of a 14-year-old rape victim by denying her request to have an abortion. The committee compared the abortion refusal to torture. In Guatemala, abortion is banned, except in cases where the life of the mother is at risk. The country has a protection for human life from conception. This is SRN News. Health officials want you to think twice before buying energy shots and supplements that are often sold at gas stations and convenience stores.
The products are sometimes called gas station heroin and contain tianeptine. That's an antidepressant that can be very addictive and carries the risk of serious side effects. U.S. poison control centers have reported a steady rise in calls linked to the drug. It has never been approved by the FDA for any medical condition and cannot legally be added to foods and beverages or sold as a dietary supplement. Jason Walker reporting.
The death toll from heavy rains that inundated parts of San Antonio has risen to 13. All those missing have been found. A downpour caused fast-rising floodwaters to carry more than a dozen cars into a creek. More details at srnnews.com.